This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. For the chance to listen to the coyotes in the Grand Canyon or the crackle of fireworks over the National Mall in Washington last night, visitors are flooding taxpayer-owned land this week. Despite federal budget cuts from sequestration, the National Park Service says attendance is up in 2013. But Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports that doesn't mean the cuts are trivial.
It's nearly 5 o'clock on a muggy Philadelphia night outside the building that houses the Liberty Bell. A little too late for Daniel Ali and his family, who came down from New York to get in.
It is very disappointing. And then we pressed the button for the English, I guess the audio, and that's not even working.
Ali says it's not the end of the world, but annoying. Annoying is what National Park Service Director John Jarvis is hoping for.
We've minimized the impact. We did not want to pass this pain on to them.
The pain is a $150 million budget cut, 5% of the park budget. To close the hole, parks have reduced hours at places like the Liberty Bell, trimmed seasonal staff, and left full-time jobs unfilled, like a wildlife biologist in the Everglades who specializes in pythons.
We're at war with these large snakes, and you know they eat pretty much anything they can catch, and that has a deep concern for us in the long term.
With prospects for a budget compromise in Washington dim, Jarvis says their current belt tightening could continue. The park director says it's depressing. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.